May you be soul conscious. Renounce the consciousness of bodies and consider yourselves to be souls. May you be soul conscious. Renounce the consciousness of bodies and consider yourselves to be souls. This is one of the key messages that we hear again and again and again in the Merli. And why is this so important? Why does this keep coming up over and over again? Most people, if you ask them, people who study any kind of spirituality, will say, no, of course, I'm a spiritual being in a body. Or I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. So, if we know this intellectually, why do we need to be reminded of this again and again? Because there's a vast difference between knowing about being a spiritual being and actually experiencing being soul conscious, being bodyless. What does being soul conscious and bodiless actually mean, and how does it feel? What's the difference? When we're body conscious, when we're in our usual consciousness, the worldly consciousness, we believe that we're this physical body and we're limited by the little aches and pains that we have in the body and, you know, our age and situations, and everything is defined by these things in our life. So if things are going well, I might feel good. If things aren't going well, I feel bad. I'm not as good as so-and-so, and I'm better than so-and-so, and there's all this comparison, and it's just a whole mess, which we could get into in another session. Soul consciousness is completely and radically different. Soul consciousness is where it's almost like dying physically. I think the easiest way to explain this is to imagine physically dying, so all of your problems and all of your debts and burdens and responsibilities have come to an abrupt end. You haven't died though, so you imagine that you leave your body, all your problems and everything is over, and what is left? What is left is you, the pure spiritual being, as a being of infinite light, infinite peace, completely relaxed, unlimited. You can experience eternity and endlessness, freedom. Nothing's pulling you. You don't need anything. And you feel profound relief and lightness and joy. So that's what it means to be soul conscious. It means to come into that feeling where you feel so light, so liberated, so free. And then from there, we can bring our awareness back to the body, back to the world, and we go, oh, I'm actually safe and secure and relaxed. And now I can do whatever I'm doing in the body, in this great drama of life, with a level of internal peace and freedom, and a deeper understanding that I'm not this body and I'm not limited by whatever's happening right now in this moment. That there's this unlimited presence that I am that goes on and on forever. And that's why this is mentioned again and again and again, because that feeling is the foundation of spiritual awakening, and then all the other lessons and messages can become real, you know, get grounded in, become practical from that space. If we don't make this internal shift to becoming bodiless and soul conscious, then all the other spiritual teachings really don't quite make sense and can't really be applied. So this is like the master key that unlocks the treasures, the unlimited treasures. So again, I'll read this lovely quote here. Sweetest children, may you be soul conscious. Renounce the consciousness of bodies and consider yourselves to be souls. A simple, simple statement that has profound, profound repercussions and implications in our daily life. Thank you for being here. Lots of love. Om Shanti.